This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now, wherever it is you're working, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it, thanks for everything you do to keep America rolling along and for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can also listen to the live stream of the show. If you can't get us on the radio, go over there, click on that live stream button, and boom! You're listening to the program. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I want to finish the discussion about Judge Amy Coney Barrett, because there was some ridiculousness tried yesterday where they said, well, we have an anti-Barrett letter from a faculty member at the Notre Dame school about your behavior at the Notre Dame Law School. Well, come to find out, not one signer that signed the letter was from the Notre Dame Law School, nor had they attended there.
Correct.
What the hell? I mean, they're that desperate, huh?
Well, I would even argue that they didn't know her enough to even write the letter.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah.
You know, there's letters that have been introduced all over the place, and you know they just kind of enter them into evidence, and you know the letters are mentioned by members of the Senate just to for political purposes to say who you know delivered them. I think one of the most magnificent moments in yesterday's hearing was the 30 minutes that Senator Sheldon Whitehouse had when he was talking about the dark money.
Yeah.
And that's not the first time he's done that.
No.
By a long stretch.
Yep.
But yesterday he had visual aids in order to drive home his point. And he was going after the judicial network, he was going after the Federalist, and he was going after Pacific Legal Foundation. Most of the lawyers at the Pacific Legal Foundation are friends of mine. In fact, many of them have been on my radio show.
Uh-huh.
And so he went on and talking about we don't know who's given this money or this money over here. You know, they're virtually paying the administration to put judges on these benches. Well, the very next person was Ted Cruz.
Yep.
And Ted Cruz, I think it was a historical moment because he literally neutralized every single thing that Sheldon Whitehouse had to say. I mean, Ted Cruz's performance yesterday was so impressive, it's even hard to define. So, yeah, Sheldon Whitehouse. But He never asked Amy a single question, not one. He literally went on for 30 minutes about dark money. Well, Washington, D.C. is dark money.
Well, Sheldon Whitehouse, truth be known, is dark money. He's tied up with some of that, and he's reportedly gotten money from some of those sources, according to sources that I've got in Rhode Island that told me that yesterday.
Well, yeah, he's full of dark money, but he doesn't like the dark money that's behind these efforts.
Right.
He went on about how dark money is paying for these amicus briefs to be filed.
Yep.
Whether at the appellate court level or at the Supreme Court level.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what Ted Cruz had to say.
Yeah.
You know, he's not exempt from his own complaining and dark money.
Now, how about Nancy Pelosi? She tore into Wolf Blitzer yesterday, and Wolf just kept right on going, called him a GOP apologist during the testy exchange that they had on the stalled coronavirus stimulus bill.
Well, and she turns around, and he's trying to say, you know, these people need a bill, Speaker. What are you doing?
Right.
And that, you know, if you critique her, she goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kept saying, we're feeding these people. We care about these people. We're feeding them, Wolf. We're feeding them. She must have said it 10 times.
Yeah.
We're feeding them. We're feeding them. I'm like, what? And he's like,
yeah, she's giving them birdseed. What's she giving them, you know?
Yeah, I pass these people on the streets. They're not getting fed.
No. Mm-mm. Nope, they're not. And it's terrible. And even the churches are having problems trying to keep up with some of this, you know, that normally are out there helping them.
Well, look, you know, there's all kinds of organizations that have stepped up. Now, whether they're meeting that in all that demand, there's no way for me to know. Because, I mean, people are doing some remarkable work out here across the country. You know, the federal government is not a charity. This is the reason that we have these organizations, because they do better work than the federal government does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the reason we have things like Goodwill and Salvation Army and community organizations and, you know, churches. I mean, look at the Cajun Navy. You know, they kind of pick up the slack on where FEMA can't be. And FEMA can't be every place.
Yep.
So the Cajun thing. You know, that's why we have this.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a couple of whoppers that Joe Biden tossed out there yesterday in front of the humongous crowd that he had in Miramar and Pembroke, Florida. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, to find out more and to get a 35% discount on your order, go to balanceofnature.com. We'll tell you all about the product code and all that. But let me tell you about the fruits and veggie capsules. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order, whatever it is that you order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Give them a call, 800-246-8751. Don't forget to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and tell them the captain sent you. You will feel better. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, poor little Josie Biden, slow Giuseppe Biden, put on a big shebang down here, Miramar, Florida, Pembroke, Florida. Leo and the gang showed up with Cubanos for Trump and Latinos for Trump, had about 100 people or so out there waving the banners and the signs and all that, making a bunch of noise outside the facility. And even with the media that Joe Biden had there, with the 14 people inside the place at Pembroke, they outnumbered them. So Joe Biden just didn't draw anybody for whatever reason in Pembroke, Florida.
I saw it. I really can't figure out, one, where, I mean, because he, what was it that he allegedly raised $347 million in, what, September?
Yep.
August or September. Where is it that the team is spending this money?
I'm sure they're spending it on ads, but I don't know that these TV ads are costing $347 million.
Nope.
The other thing is that I don't know what he's paying for his charter plane. He didn't even start to use the charter plane here until the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that, you know, they hired, 600 lawyers?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or at least 600. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's where some of these expenses are going. I don't know. But it's kind of like, what is this campaign really doing? I really can't figure out. I mean, they didn't start knocking on doors until a week ago.
Yep.
They virtually weren't knocking on anybody's doors. So
yep.
They had no ground game.
Yep.
I don't know.
Well,
it's a head scratcher if you really look at it closely.
He ran his mouth yesterday, threw out a bunch of nonsense again, and he says, "We created more jobs, Barack and I, in our first term than Donald Trump has even come close to doing." So I decided to do a little checking. Well, the Obama-Biden team, during their first 4 years, did 5.3 million new jobs. We are not through the first 4 years of the Trump term, and he's already created 6.6 million jobs, and it looks like they're going to go to 7 million, maybe higher. And by the way, the majority of the Obama jobs were part-time because of something called Obamacare.
Yeah, I mean, remember, it was a big thing that if you had 50 employees or more.
30 hours a week, remember?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
That, you know, companies were forced to provide some kind of insurance. And so that into itself, I mean, I feel like we're going back a generation here with the news. But that is really what blew up the entire employment infrastructure across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, they found out that, you know, you work for a company, but you can't get full-time hours. And you certainly weren't going to be able to live on 30 hours a week.
Mm-mm.
Furthermore, you would never retire with your employer, which is really not happening anymore. People don't stay long enough at employer to retire. So mm-hmm. What do? We create these gig economies. The gig industry. Okay, so now this is where we still are today because, I mean, we got companies out there that still, you know, they operate, you know, on a nice edge and they can't afford
mm-hmm.
to, you know, offer any kind of an insurance program. So what do? These people end up on Obamacare. Now, you know, all day long yesterday we heard about Obamacare and that, you know, Amy getting on the court is going to end Obamacare, blah, 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 blah. And then we heard the sob stories, and then we heard, you know, all these people are going to be thrown off and so forth and so on. Well,
uh-huh.
Look, it's the big elephant in the room that not one of these Democrats have mentioned is the U.S. government pays a subsidy to these health insurance companies.
You bet.
Billions of dollars.
That's right.
They also pay subsidies to policyholders.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even begin to measure, and I'm not very happy with these Republicans, especially in the Senate, that have not held a hearing any time in the last several years on Obamacare
mm-hmm.
and putting some kind of status numbers out on what Obamacare is really costing the economy. Like Paul Ryan, former speaker or not, the one thing he kept warning about was that Obamacare would break this economy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this economy has been very fragile because of Obamacare and because of the subsidies. And yet, you know, that seems to be the big elephant in the room.
Well, the subsidy is going up for Medicare this year to where many plans that you have, you're going to get $144 back in your Social Security check because of your Medicare, the subsidy is going to your insurance carrier.
So it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
You know, the government never should have been in the health insurance business to start with.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about the Virginia governor, Northam, because we found out yesterday that we knew about the Michigan governor with the plan to kidnap her. But then we heard that there was an original plan that was out there to kidnap the Virginia governor for the same reason, because of shutting down the state.
Well, Northam isn't any better or worse. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, he's on par with little Miss Gretchen, Governor Gretchen. So what Northam has done to Virginia, which started off with the whole abortion scandal, because remember he said on the live birth abortion, you just take the fetus and you move it aside and make sure it's comfortable.
Yep.
And then the next scandal was the whole blackface thing. Well, he's still standing, and while he is still standing, he's virtually destroying the state. There wasn't much left, but he's destroying it. Now, Virginia used to be a red state.
Right.
But it no longer is because of government.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people in the federal government, and because of lobbyists and everything else, it's now become a blue state.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that's holding it somewhat together, I would say, is the military.
Yep.
And even that is getting to be a little shaky because of pressure.
Yep.
So if they wanted to kidnap, if they had some kind of plot to kidnap the governor of Virginia, well, maybe... You know, that's kind of like redressing grievances, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, the ex-White House doctor, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who also happens to be a congressional candidate in Texas, yesterday came out and said that he was very concerned as a doctor over Joe Biden's mental acuity. Now, a lot of other people have said the same thing, and it's very obvious to see that there's just something not right about Joe Biden.
Well, I mean, there's no way for me to argue on that one. I mean, I completely agree. I mean, when the man says, at least on three occasions, maybe four or five now, that he is a Democrat candidate running for U.S. Senate,
yep.
It's like, dude, really? you know, we can go on.
Well, there
about
was, yeah, there was a minimum wage comment yesterday. Well, we're going to pay our people $15 million an hour. $15 an hour. He actually said that yesterday in Florida.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. One final thing before we have to go. Looks like as if Florida's age-restricted city, the Villages, is going to attract younger residents and allow them to move into the area. How about that?
Not me.
There go the golf carts. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and I'll see you later today. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll become a believer, too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. As senators continue the confirmation hearings for Amy Barrett,
Senator Feinstein of California presses if she's just another Judge Scalia.
Senator Feinstein, as I said to Senator Graham at the outset, if I were confirmed, you would be getting Justice Barrett, not Justice Scalia. So I don't think that anybody should assume that just because Justice Scalia decided a decision a certain way, that I would too.
The hearings will continue Wednesday. Illinois prosecutors say 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of killing two protesters days after Jacob Blake was shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, will not face charges in his home state of Illinois. Tuesday's statement revealed the gun used in the Kenosha shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin. There is no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. Rittenhouse remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County, Illinois, without bond until October 30th for an extradition hearing. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at, and you should always take the tour before you talk to them. Get them on the phone, check them out online, and then schedule a tour. I'll be right back. Let's listen to them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one that's in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. And then they have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida. That's the big campus. That's where they've got the morning, the daytime classes and the nighttime classes going. Two different classes at the same time. Now, ask to take the tour. Because if you call them at 800-659-2080,
Schedule a tour at whichever campus is closer to you, either one up in Massachusetts or the one down here in Florida. And believe me, you can ask any question you want. You can see everything that's going on, talk to the students, whatever, and you'll find out what we already know, that the National Aviation Academy is a tremendous opportunity to either, number one, start with a great career, or number two, jumpstart your career, make yourself a lot of money, and become very valuable in the job market, because aviation maintenance techs are worth a premium around the world. And I did say around the world. Now, U.S. forces hit the Taliban day before yesterday with airstrikes in the Helmand province. U.S. forces have and will continue to provide support in defense of Afghan national security forces under attack by the Taliban whenever and wherever it happens. By the way, in an interview with NPR that aired Monday morning, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley would not discuss specific plans but insisted the United States would responsibly end the war in Afghanistan. Now, the Trump administration plans to sell three advanced weapons systems to Taiwan after notifying Congress of the deals on Friday. Taiwan, of course, is being harassed big time by China, who's threatened to invade the country and just overwhelm them and take them under the Chinese wing. We'll see how that happens. As China pushes to become a blue water power, nuclear-powered submarines are critically important to Beijing's plan, as the nuclear submarine shipyard capacity is now at its maximum level. They can't build any more submarines with what's sitting in their submarine facility right now. Now, last year, Turkey bought the Russian S-400 anti-aircraft defense system in spite of fierce objections from the United States. And they are currently testing the S-400 missiles. Turkey is. What that could bring, I don't know. Will it be positive? Probably not. We'll see. We'll see. Now, the U.S. Army's ambitious first Project Convergence, an exercise that measured the progress of the service's modernization strategy within its future operational concept, concluded last month, but the service already has a sense of what it wants to accomplish in 2021. And to put it bluntly, the U.S. Army is not exactly known for its space savviness. However, as the Army gears up for combat with near-peer competitors, it's doing its best to leverage new space capabilities to improve its targeting and networks, greatly expanding the range it can fire at enemies effectively. Now, during a recent U.S. Army exercise, the service was able to link a Marine Corps F-35B into its developmental networks, enabling the jet to both receive targeting data from satellites and send it to ground-based shooters. Now, that's pretty advanced. And the U.S. Army's new pursuit for a mid-range missile will be finalized by the Rapid Capabilities and Critical Technologies Office by the end of this year, the office's director said in an interview ahead of the Association of the U.S. Army's annual convention. That's the AUSA. And by the way, Pentagon leaders approved in late September a set of requirements to help counter small drones, laying a path for how industry can develop technology to plug into a single command and control system, according to the general in charge of the effort. Now, the U.S. also conducted its first-of-a-kind exercise for tactical information warfare. The U.S. Army's new tactical information warfare unit conducted its first training exercise specifically dedicated to maturing the formation's concepts and tactics. I was told it went very well. Now, Israel's Missile Defense Organization is looking to develop directed energy capabilities and is in early talks with the Pentagon about collaborating on those efforts, according to Agency Director Moshe Patel. Also, Brigadier General Walter Rugin said how the FVL effort involves the industry to ensure affordability. And that, of course, is the word of the day, FVL, meaning Future Vertical Lift. And let's not forget, the year is 2030, and an Army Scout aircraft streaks across the treetops at 200 miles an hour. That's coming. The Army's version of Fast and Furious. By the way, the Pentagon's top civilian and military officials are featured in a Trump campaign ad despite their apolitical positions, but they are featured in a picture talking about the military buildup. And it risks the Trump burrowing loyalists into career positions to undermine a Biden administration. There's loyalists that are going to be getting top Pentagon liaison jobs to make sure that the Pentagon mix stays the way it is. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, heard from Judy in Sarasota during the break. She says, "Hi, Captain. I think Amy Coney Barrett was exceptional. I was impressed, class, knowledge, and gifted in speech. She was alert with the last question. She was just as alert with the last question as she was with the first. Amazing." And then she says, "Concerning Maisie Hirono, real class, strictly low. I'd like to challenge her to a steel cage match." Okay, Judy, you're on. I'll see if I can arrange it for you. Hirono, though, I mean, what a piece of work. The question she asked. She should be reprimanded for that by her fellow senators. That was just absolutely had no bearing on anything. And for her to insinuate anything, you know, it takes one to know one is an expression I'm sure you've all heard before. Well, if you're trying to accuse somebody or find out if they're a sexual deviant or pervert or not, maybe you're one yourself. How about that one? Lay that on for size, Senator Hirono. Jeez. And again, you don't think you can get any weirder, watch what goes on today. Watch what goes on today. It'll get strange, believe me. And, of course, Chris Markowski's coming in here in the next after the next break. We're going to ask him what he thinks of what's going on. I did tell you, and we'll get into more of this for Colonel Jim in the next hour, Barack Obama's going to hit the trail for Joe Biden. He's going to go out and make some campaign stops. You can expect to see him down here in Florida somewhere, I'm sure, because Joe's not doing all that great in Florida. He really isn't. I got proof to that, too. And by the way, Biden talking about fracking, "Oh, we're not going to take away your fracking, we're not going to do that," and all the ads that are running up there showing what he actually said. Yeah. Uh-huh. The president was there in the middle of the fracking territory yesterday. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. And my conversation with Chris Markowski coming right up here is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And remember, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Just give it an inspection today. If it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. They just did a great job for me. They came and replaced my windshield and handed me $100. I couldn't believe it. There it was. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, too, including the car, truck, or van that you're driving. All you have to have is Florida Comprehensive Insurance. Now, that's also required in other states, too. From Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Fort Charlotte, as well as other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back are yours when you mention the Captain. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. And joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, you like sports, right?
Absolutely.
Florida Gators football team has suspended all activities due to a COVID outbreak with the team.
Yeah, they said that they paused activities because some of the kids, and I'm sure that they're going to do retests as well because the same thing is happening with the NFL. Listen, it's going to happen. The kids will be fine, and you move on. And it's just the way it is. It's, you know, they have outbreaks of the flu from time to time. This is no different. And we're going to move on from it. I mean, you know, we'll see when the kids get better and come back. We don't know how long it's going to be, but they'll be back on the field before you know it.
Yeah, and only 5% of them show up in the hospital. That's number one. Number two, we also know that some of these tests, the PCR tests, are 90% wrong. So they'll test them again with something a little bit more detailed to find out what's going on. Now, here's another thing about COVID that we found out yesterday, which is amazing. ICE came out and said, and we heard a lot of reports about, oh, coronavirus is rampant amongst the illegals, and oh, we got to do something, we got to do this. Well, here's the real deal, folks. Only eight illegal immigrant detainees with coronavirus have died.
Listen, you know, people are going to die from a myriad. I mean, we're all going to die. This is the thing that I try to get across, you know, memento mori. I mean, we're all going to die at some point in time of something. Respiratory diseases has killed, you know, members of my family. And that's not going to change. And what we're dealing with is a respiratory virus. And there's always been this grand desire to scare everybody half to death. And listen, I have no tolerance for this anymore. It's gotten to the point where it's just bizarre. It's stupid. It's not good for the public. It's not good for kids. It's not good for anything, these lockdowns. We need to get the country up and running again and stop living in fear.
Well, that's true, and I couldn't agree with you more on that one. We need to open this country up and get things going. By the way, the Michigan Supreme Court rescinded those extensions of the shutdown and ordered Michigan to open up.
Yeah, they need to open up. People need to get back to work. This is the thing. I mean, you got all of these business owners yesterday from the rest of the hotel and lodging industry talking about, you know, 38,000 of the 55,000 some hotels in this country are going to be closed down permanently.
Yeah.
If they don't get some sort of help. What help can you give? You're just going to throw good money after bad. Yesterday, some of the big banks are talking about, yeah, we need more stimulus. Well, the big banks want stimulus because that money is going to end up in their pockets when people are trying to pay off their loans and whatnot, and they'll help them out. But it's not going to help the country out. It helps the country out is get the country open again. And the reality is, just who knows if we're going to ever get a vaccine? We've got great treatment now, and we have to, you know, understand that we've got great treatment now, and you know, move in that direction.
Well, I have firsthand knowledge and visuals on the big hotels right here around us near the airport. You know where we're located, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's never. Since this started, I started paying attention. There's never more than a half dozen to a dozen cars in either parking lot you want to look at.
Well, you tell me how it's sustainable to pay those loans.
It's not.
It's not. It's not sustainable. They're all going to go out of business. And then what's going to happen to those neighborhoods? You got a cascading type of effect here that's lingering that I don't think people fully have their arms around right now, fully understand just how bad it can be.
Yeah, and we got a big brand new hotel going up right here in addition to the ones that are here because obviously they're anticipating the Super Bowl and the big crowd that was going to be here for the Super Bowl. But what happens if they don't open up the Super Bowl for the maximum whatever amount of people that were going to put a foot in the stadium? What happens then?
Well, I highly doubt that's going to happen. I do. I don't think that they're going to open up the Super Bowl. I mean, I God willing they do. I hope that would be great if they did. I don't see it happening, man. I really don't. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, hopefully maybe next year they'll give it to Tampa again because of what happened this year. Who knows?
Well, Governor DeSantis has opened up the stadiums and said, fill them up.
Well, listen, I agree. I think that, you know, people need to go back. You can take care of yourself if, you know, you're worried about it. If mm-hmm. you're someone that has a comorbidity, since the beginning, I've been, you know, I'm pretty good about taking care of myself and my vitamins. Take your vitamin D and your zinc, and You try to build up your immune system, and you exercise daily is what you can do, and you continue to live your life.
Now, I've got to ask you a question, because there was a report yesterday that said the stock markets are turning increasingly skeptical about the chances of a Democratic blue wave victory and the things that that Democrats would have normally invested in because of what they believe would be going up as a result of a Democratic win that they don't think is going to happen now. They're starting to pull their money out of some of this stuff. Is that true?
I'm not familiar with that story. I have to read it. And I'm not, I'll have to take a look at that and let you know. You know, oftentimes you read a lot of some of these stories, and especially where money is heading.
I'll ask you again tomorrow, and we'll see what's going on. But that's the headline, and I mentioned it once earlier before. Rather interesting. Now, the other thing.
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead.
No, it is interesting. I haven't seen that yet. I'd like to take a look at that without a doubt.
Now, the other thing is, I don't know what was going on in Princeton, and you're a lot closer to New Jersey than I am. Princeton University has agreed to give $925,000 in back pay to female professors. What the heck was going on there?
Good question. Back pay over what? I mean, what did they not get paid? Why did they not get paid?
That's a good question.
I don't know what this entails. All these colleges and universities have been charging tuition, that's for sure. I don't know why people wouldn't be getting paid at these places. It seems kind of silly to me.
Okay, well, here's a good question for you. San Francisco has said that the apartment rents have plunged 31%. Also in New York City, apartment rents have plunged as much as 50%. And in Chicago, they plunged by as much as 25%. I'm not surprised to hear any of that. Are you?
Oh, no, not at all. I was making fun about this on my show. I said it's like a biblical sign of Armageddon, where in New York City, new brand-new apartment buildings, quote-unquote luxury apartment buildings are pay no rent until 2021. I never thought I'd ever see that in my lifetime.
Now, Facebook announced, and of course Facebook does a lot of strange things, but Facebook announced that it will no longer allow any anti-vaccine ads on Facebook.
No more anti-vaccine ads.
As in COVID.
Again, I know that they're trying to push they don't like the anti-vaxxers. I mean, again, I listen to everyone's point. I said it here when it comes to the COVID vaccines. I don't take the flu vaccine. I doubt I'll take the COVID vaccine. I really highly doubt that I will, simply because, I'll take care of myself, and I kind of, not big with taking that stuff. But, certain vaccines you have to give kids and whatnot with the younger. I get that. This is a respiratory disease, and they come and they go. And as we know, the flu vaccine, that doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to get the flu. That's for sure.
Now, the FDA is finding faulty quality control at the Lilly plant that was making the COVID drug, which they've now suspended temporarily.
Listen, this is what happens every single time when you're doing drug trials. Without a doubt, you're going to have shutdowns of trials. Something will pop up. They suspend them. They take a look, and then they get back on them. So, you have a lot of people out there concerned, saying, oh, geez, they're rushing this through. No, they're not. They're not rushing anything. They're obviously doing it a little bit more quickly than usual, but they're taking all the necessary steps.
Okie dokie. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, and you check on that story about the what we just talked about there about the markets.
Yeah.
Hi,
right.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, and we'll let you know. He'll do some research on it. We'll let you know tomorrow about what it is that's going on with the markets turning skeptical about the chances of a blue wave.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.